The DNR is trying to implement most of a federal program called the Clean Air Interstate Rule. For 28 states in the eastern U.S., the EPA package aims to reduce the movement of harmful ozone, fine particles, and two related chemical compounds, nitrogen oxide and sulfur dioxide. The Wisconsin rule would require significant nitrogen and sulfur cuts at nearly all the coal and natural gas-fired power plants in the state. DNR Regional Air Pollution Chief Larry Bruss says Wisconsin would use some flexibility under the interstate rule and alter an emissions trading program for nitrogen oxide. Bruss says the state effort would have better compliance.
Basically, what EPA said, we have to reduce emissions. We're going to give every state a budget, and you have to live within the budget. And one of the ways you can live within your budget is participate in this national trading program. So what the state rule will do is sort of slice up the pie in terms of who gets what budgeted emissions, and then the power plants can trade amongst themselves.
Bruss says power plants that can't acquire emissions credits will have to spend more on pollution controls, but he cites EPA estimates claiming $10 in public health benefits for every dollar spent by utilities. The environmental group Clean Wisconsin supports the DNR, saying the agency doesn't give preference to dirtier coal plants. But the state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, has a concern. WMC Environmental Policy Director Scott Manley says the state should strictly follow the EPA rule.
Our concern would be changing the way that they allocate the emission allowances will actually increase the cost of compliance.
And Manley says that cost would be passed along to business and residential ratepayers. Still, Manley hopes the DNR board today agrees to send the Clean Air Interstate Rule Package out to public hearings. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.